There's something about me and my body. Whenever I work out, I lose my butt. And I'm not trying to do that.
Welcome to Serving It Hot Quick Sips Edition, where I serve up piping hot takes and spicy laughs. I'm your solo host, Bree, and I'm ready to bring the heat.
So we are kicking off the fun fact of the week, and the fun fact is the Spice Girls were originally a band called Touch. Now, Mel C told The Guardian in 2018 that when they first started, they were pretty bland. She said, and I quote, "We felt like we had to fit into a mold." Now, let me refresh your memory of the members. We have Scary Spice, we have Posh Spice, we have Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Ginger Spice. Now, my favorite Spice Girls was Scary Spice. I don't know, there was just something about her style, something about the way she carried herself. I really, really loved her. I mean, I watched the movie. I know some of the songs. And you know what I really, really wanted? I don't know if you guys remember, but they had these white platform shoes. And everybody had them. And I wanted them so bad. But of course, I didn't get them. But if they were to come back out right now, I would probably grab a pair, I kid you not, because it was so cute. I mean, who didn't like the Spice Girls? I think they went on tour a couple of years ago, or they were talking about it, but if they were to get together and go on tour, I would for sure go. So that's the fun fact of the week. Let's go ahead and jump into our another segment, which is Hot Topic. Now, as we move into this other segment, which I like to call Hot Topic, I would just like to acknowledge that this podcast will be even shorter than last week because, you know, life be lifing. But I was like, you know what? That is not going to stop me from putting out an episode. So I apologize. But if you know how life goes, then you'll totally understand. And stay tuned for next week. It will be the regular programming. Now, let's move on. So for a hot topic, of course, we're going to take one from Six Brown Chicks. And it starts like this. My wife has a hair salon and I help make her. Let me start this again. My wife has a hair salon and I help make hair videos for her social media. They always go viral. I asked her to give me credit as her videographer and to put me in the videos. She gave me a mention, but she won't let me put my face in the videos so people can see me too. I like hanging with her clients. I'm already hidden on one of them. She's married too, so she ain't telling on me. My beef with my wife is that the other woman praises their men publicly on their socials. She never posts about her good husband. Good men like me are rare. She should promote me so I can inspire other men. Oh my God. Also, posting me could help me find a job. I told my wife to post me more or I'm not holding my phone for hours to make her hair videos. She bought a tripod and locked me out the salon when she's filming. How do I get her attention and get her to post me more? Well, it is very simple. I'm pretty sure she have some kind of intuition that you've been hidden on one of her clients. And how dare you say that you're a good husband and good men like you are rare. You're actually hidden on one of your wife's clients. Do you think that's something a good husband would do? No, I don't think so. Now, I commend your wife for doing what she's doing. I wouldn't post you either. I wouldn't give you any credit either. You know, like, how dare you? Just because, yeah, you hold your phone and shoot her while she's doing her hair videos. I mean, so what? Morally, you're wrong because, like I said, you're basically flirting or talking or cheating on your wife with one of her clients. That's a no-no. Now, I can speak to this to a certain point from my perspective because I'm a content creator and I've asked, well, in the beginning, my husband used to volunteer like recording my videos, but it just got to the point, it wasn't anything involved with cheating or him talking to somebody else, but it just got to the point whereas his vision and my vision were totally different. And I just hold him lightly. I'm like, I love you. I appreciate the fact that you want to help me record my videos, but we have different visions. And I rather me do it by myself than you helping me and we're bickering back and forth constantly. I mean, sometimes it's best to keep personal and business separate. There are some couples out there that could be in business together, and that's totally fine. Everybody is different. For me personally, it just wasn't going to work out. And I think for this couple, yeah, they should keep it very separately if this is the road that he's going down. So props to you, wife, for taking the initiative and doing it on your own. And husband, you need help. You need to stop doing what you're doing. And that is my take. It is time for sip and share. Now, I do not have anything that I'm sipping on currently, but let me share a funny story with you guys. So, I'm actually recording this episode the day before it's going to get published. So, today is April 10th, and I've been doing the 75-day SOP challenge starting March 25th, and I've been doing it every single day. So, I don't know what day I'm on, but if you guys want to go ahead and calculate it and let me know, please do that. Anyway, let's carry on. So, have you guys ever worked out so hard at the gym that after you cleaned the wrong machine? Have you? Has it only been me? Well, that's exactly what happened. So, it was a day I was super, super tired from work, but I was like, you know what? I was determined to go to the gym. So I went to Planet Fitness and I was doing the climb, the stair climber, whatever it's called. By the way, quick aside, I saw that if you do 30 minutes of that every single day, that your butt gets big and your legs get firm, which I totally like because there's something about me and my body. Whenever I work out, I lose my butt. And I'm not trying to do that. So I've been doing that. And this was the first time I actually went on the stair climber and I did it for the full 30 minutes. And when I tell you guys I was soaking wet, I was completely soaking wet. Anywho, climbed down the stairs, went to go get the tissue and the spray to come back and wipe it. Now, came back, started wiping the machine. When I finished wiping it, I realized I've been wiping the wrong machine. It was the one next to the one that I was wiping. I have no idea what happened. And it's not like I couldn't tell the difference because my water bottle was still at the machine that I was using. But I just started cleaning, I guess, the closest machine to me possible. So I think that was hilarious. My daughter was on the treadmill at the time, so she was like, "What are you doing, Mom?" And then I looked up, I was like, "Oh my God, I'm cleaning the wrong machine." So, yeah, I patted myself on the back because that day I worked super, super hard at the gym and I ended up cleaning the wrong machine. So, I cleaned that machine and I cleaned the one that I actually used. So, whoever used the machine next to me and mine, they both got a good clean machine. Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's Quick Sips edition of Serving It Hot. Thanks for joining me for this whirlwind of laughter and spice. Don't forget to hit that follow button and spread the word to your fellow spice besties. Until next time, keep it hot and stay sizzling.